There are really three aspects to assessing the situation for any real estate transaction: the property, the buyer, and the seller. Any or all of the three can give you clues as to which financing source or sources you might be able to use and which strategy you should employ. So to fully evaluate the situation, you must find out certain information about all three. The property situation is largely defined by the condition of the property, its value, and its financial situation, and that includes the status of any current financing. A lot of that information can be obtained from the public records and by talking to the owner and/or real estate agent if one's involved. My website, carltonsheets.com, provides a vast amount of information about properties all over the country. Not only can you get summaries of public records about a particular property, you can obtain a computerized analysis of the property's worth based on the same principles that appraisers use, all with a click of a mouse button. Regardless of where you obtain the information, the main questions you need to answer are these. Is the property location a handicap, or is it an asset? What is the physical condition of the property? What repairs or improvements are necessary? Are any extras included in the property sale, for example, an extra lot, furniture, appliances, or an automobile? What is the property's layout? Is it functional, or does it suffer from functional obsolescence? What is the offering price of the property relative to its value as determined from a survey of comparable property sales? If you buy the property, what credits will you receive at closing? Is there a broker involved in the sale, or is it a for sale by owner? We call those FSBOs. Are any of the mortgages assumable? If the property is rented, how do the rents compare to the true market rent? Are there unpaid taxes, special assessments, or other liens? What is the interest rate or blended interest rate if it's applicable? You can't make an informed assessment of a real estate transaction without knowing your own situation. While this sounds simplistic, there are many people who do not know their own situation other than superficially. They don't know, for example, how much they could borrow at a bank or the specifics of their credit situation. Saying that your credit is bad or good is not enough. You need to know exactly what it is. You should also know the precise amount of equity you have in any real or personal property that you own, or in debt assets, like a timeshare condominium, or a boat, or a vacant lot. You should know the amount of equity you have in real estate and the value of securities that you own. All these things are components of your net worth. Do you know if your life insurance policy has a cash value? And if so, how much? If you don't, you should. Do you know people who would give you money for a solid real estate investment if one were presented to them? Finally, you should know where you stand with respect to any potential partners you might have. To accurately assess the seller situation, you need to know certain things about the seller. For example, where will the seller go after the property is sold? And that would be especially true if the property is owner-occupied. How will the seller use any cash received? Is there really a need for cash or just a want? Is the seller security conscious? Why is the seller offering the property for sale? How did the seller arrive at the offering price? What is the seller's attitude toward price versus terms? I mean, would the seller accept a higher price for the property in return for zero interest, for example? How long has the property been on the market? How desperate is the seller to sell the property quickly? Is there evidence of environmental problems like lead paint, formaldehyde, or radon gas? You see, all these things will play into how you approach the seller. For example, if the down payment is going to be used to acquire something or to pay a debt, you might be able to acquire the item for him or her and put it on your credit card. Or you might be able to assume a seller's liability. The seller might be using the cash to take a trip overseas, to purchase furniture, or even an automobile, in which case you might agree to pay for the trip or furniture, or even lease an automobile for him. If the seller has outstanding bills at a department store or to a professional like a doctor, you might be able to contact the department store or the professional and arrange to assume repayment responsibility for the debt, or even obtain a discount by paying the debt in full. Be aware that the needs and wants of a seller can change daily. For an example, an offer you make today that is rejected by the seller might very well be the one that he or she would accept a week or a month from now. Also, if you make an offer that is rejected, there might be another offer you could make that would be equally satisfying to you and that would also be acceptable to the seller. There's a great tendency, even on the part of experienced investors, to approach a seller with blinders on, and that's a bad thing to do. You should never jump to conclusions about the seller's situation. In short, you need to know the seller's situation as thoroughly as possible Try to get into the seller's mind prior to making an offer. So important. Now, let me talk about identifying financing sources.